Step 2. Number 1.
We'll pick up where we left off last week with the idea of our stereotypical river running through a landscape. Our river begins high up in the hills and carries sand and rocks, which scrape the land. As we said last time, this forms a V-shaped notch, which eventually becomes a valley. The process is called erosion. Due to the process of erosion by the water, the valley becomes deeper, and when ice around the river melts, the rocks from the sides of the valley fall into the river and eventually are carried to the coast. This is where I'd like to turn our attention today, as the river flows wider and more slowly over flatter land on its journey to the coast. As you can imagine, the rocks don't move smoothly out into the sea. Many stay in the slower waters and form obstacles, which affect the rate and flow of water. As the water moves at different speeds due to these obstacles, it starts to wind from side to side. Faster moving water has basically more energy, and the force of this faster moving water is found on the outside of bends in the river, causing erosion and leading to the formation of a cliff. The water keeps cutting into the cliff, the sand of which eventually falls into the river. This creates a sharper bend in the river. On the other bank, the slow-moving water on the inside drops sand and mud, leading to the formation of a beach or slope. These two processes, fast water on the outside and slow-moving water inside, cause the river to bend more and more over the flatter, low-lying land. You can see now what is going to happen. The more energy the outside of the bend has, the more the outside bends are scraped, which makes sharper and sharper bends. These bends are eventually cut from the river and turn into separate oxbow lakes. These lakes eventually dry up, leaving circular marks across the land as the river constantly shifts and changes shape on its path to the sea.